Right now on VFN TV, we're going to be bringing you cutting-edge technology from Israel, a camera that goes 360 degrees where you can see Jerusalem. Oh, you don't want to miss it. We're also going to be talking about the prophetic dream given to Brother John Kilpatrick, Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, where he talks about the New Madrid Fault. Why is that important? Because there was just an earthquake near the fault. We're going to be talking about that and so much more, including the speech every college graduate needs to hear. All that happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Chuck Pierce said, he said, that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America's going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War, we had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind and an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated, I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people who are called by my name will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit, and the spirit is going to rush to you.
But we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related?
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kolesheski. We're so excited that you're joining us today. We have so much to talk and share about on this program. We're going to be talking about the New Madrid Fault, a dream, a vision that Pastor John Kilpatrick of Churches of His Presence received regarding this whole Mississippi River. I mean, you don't want to miss it, as well as every speech that every college graduate needs to hear. But before we do, we want to go to Jerusalem. You know, Psalms 122 verse 6 tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, now you can watch and pray, because there's new technology, cameras that are on top of a hotel in Jerusalem that actually spins around 360 degrees, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you can look at any moment what's happening in the city of Jerusalem. Watch this.
It's called Panamax, and Klaus Meringer is the brain behind this new technology.
We scan the whole panorama in one rotation. So this socket is placed in a pole, and the top motor is rotating the camera in one cycle time, which is done in a few seconds. And it's really scanned like a paper on a scanning machine.
Meringer first placed his system in some of Europe's most spectacular ski resorts.
Here, it's well known, this is the Matterhorn.
Besides the Matterhorn, Mont Blanc, and others, Panamax cameras scan the seven seas aboard various ocean liners. Wherever the location, the pictures include interactivity, an overview map, and time lapse.
This Panamax camera on the top of the Inbal Hotel in Jerusalem is the first one installed in Israel. It provides a 360-degree view of much of the old city and the new.
Everyone who stands here just admired the view. With a beautiful day like we have today with the sun, and having the old city, the new city, all the way to Jordan. There's no other word to describe it.
The Inbal Hotel wanted the best way to present their view of Jerusalem on the web.
They can click on it, they can see the entire 360 degrees view of Jerusalem from the top of the hotel. They can zoom in, zoom out. If you want to see how the sun looked yesterday morning, you can see it.
It was a dream to have it there, because Jerusalem is a worldwide well-known hotspot, and it's really a success of the product. I like it very much.
How would Meringer compare a standard webcam to Panamax?
This is like Stone Age to NASA. It's a completely new technology. Once you see the picture, you get addicted to it. And whenever you see an historical webcam, like all others still have, they feel, what is it? What should I do? I can do nothing. Just look on it and leave the page.
He says the pictures draw people.
Definitely. This is the feedback from the guests, from my customers, that they tell them the emotions which they get from the pictures. They are addicted to the pictures, and they want to visit the place more often because they see how it is now.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, the Inbal Hotel, Jerusalem.
That's amazing. Listen, we can watch and we can pray, and now we can see Jerusalem. It's amazing all the technology that's just coming out and available. We get back from this break, we're going to be talking about the correlation between sin and the land, and about this New Madrid fault and the recent earthquake that just happened in La Center, Kentucky, right in that whole area, all happening right here on VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeo, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you, as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you, too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the Green Room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com. And click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Steve, is there a correlation between sin and the land, and what's going to happen? You know, I remember when Brother Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence had this dream, and it went viral, and he was actually invited on several programs to share it and what the Lord showed him. And you're going to hear, you're going to see for yourself what he had to say about it. But it's pretty remarkable because it has to do with Jerusalem. And there's so many things that are happening right now in regards to Israel. And we want to pray. We started a program talking about Jerusalem because we want you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray that Israel will not be pressured by our government, the United States, to give away any portion of Jerusalem, cut it up, you know, give it to anybody. Because if they do, we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer greatly. And you know, we'll talk more about that. And you say, well, is that possible? Well, just recently, there are talks about, you know, the United States coming in agreement with Vladimir Putin, Russia. Our president, Barack Obama, and Vladimir Putin agreeing with the United Nations that the Golan Heights needs to be some part of a peace arrangement, a peace deal for Syria. That's what the president, Assad Bashar said. Bashar Assad said he wanted back the Golan Heights. Listen, Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel said the Golan Heights is going to stay in the hands of Israel forever. Yeah,
very clear.
But the idea and the notion and the gall to think that that's negotiable, that you're going to be able to take a piece of land, property from Israel and say, oh, yeah, we think that it should go the United Nations way and that should be separated. It's not going to happen. Well, just as they were nervy enough, if you will, to be able to suggest such a ridiculous thing, don't be surprised if they would want to separate and divide Jerusalem. And listen, it's not going to happen by the grace of God, but we need to be informed and pray about it. And if it does, maybe what, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick saw will come to pass. In fact, I want you to watch as he shares what the Lord shared with him. Watch this.
Imagine in the Mississippi River becoming so wide that you couldn't even see either side of the banks, and it was water all in between. Imagine America just being split. Well, this is what the Lord laid on Pastor John Kilpatrick's heart. If we participate, and look, we're all over it. America is all over trying to split United Nations. And we talked about the unstoppable voting block, that the majority of the people inside the United Nations does not like Israel, wants to do away with Israel. Everything is against Israel, and they're going to vote to remove Israel from Jerusalem. So that's a guaranteed thing if it gets turned over to the United Nations, like the president said.
And that's what they're pushing for. That's what they're pushing for. That's the agenda.
And a lot of people don't understand that, so they're thinking, oh, the United Nations, he's wanting to carry it to the United Nations. He knows the United Nations is going to vote against Israel, and that's been the platform all along. This has been in our face. This is before us and God. This has nothing to do with man. The question is, will we stand for God? Will we stand for Israel? Will we say, do not? And remember, this is a representative government. So the people in Washington, D.C. vote ever how you tell them to vote. So you got to have to call them up and let them know, vote for Israel. Do not, you know, allow this thing in this treaty with this nuclear agreement with Iran, who's an enemy of Israel, an enemy of America, and an enemy of God, you know, whose son is Jesus Christ. I mean, this is a major thing. So watch what Pastor John Kilpatrick says is going to happen if this happens to Jerusalem.
Madrid fault line, you had such a vision that it just shook your life.
It was a dream. I'm having dreams and visions, so that means I'm not quite as old as
you're middle age. That means you're middle age in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem's the issue.
And that the new Madrid, you saw it shaking. Could you just explain that quickly?
I was suspended over a river down by my house in Alabama. I was hanging over it, looking down at it, and I knew where I was. I could see the river. But immediately that river just went like that out of sight, and you couldn't see the bank of the river at all. And then the scene changed, and I was taken to like an old ancient schoolhouse. I didn't know where it was, and I was running through this old schoolhouse. And my teeth were clapping so hard in the dream, I couldn't clamp my teeth tight enough to keep them from clapping because the earth was quaking and bucking like a horse. And I saw a man in my church in front of me, and it was throwing him around like a rag doll. So I said to myself, it must be doing the same to me because I can't keep from my teeth cracking and popping. So then the way it ended up is I saw like an old map of antiquities, and it showed the name Indianola, and it showed Europa. Well, as soon as it was over, I called my wife in and I said, Brenda, I was shaking so hard, I couldn't stop shaking. It was like I'd seen a tragedy in real life. I just couldn't stop shaking. So she held me for about 30 minutes and I calmed down. So when we looked up Indianola and we looked up Europa, we found out that there was five Indianolas at one time in America, but only three left now. One was in Mississippi. One was in Texas, and one was in Illinois. But I saw, whenever that was over, I saw a line going like this way toward Europa. So I knew that it was going from the east to the west. So when Europa was in Missouri, and Indianola was in Illinois. Europa is just a small, small place in Missouri. And Indianola is just a very small place in Illinois. Nothing noteworthy about it at all, and I couldn't figure the dream out. So a pastor called me later that day, and I told him my dream. And he got on the computer, and when he put Indianola in and Europa, it was the New Madrid Fault. You could superimpose those two cities over the New Madrid Fault. So then it made sense to me that the Lord was showing me that New Madrid Fault was about to break. And listen, that room was bucking so hard. It was bucking exactly like you were on a wild horse, and you couldn't. My teeth wouldn't stop clapping. It was bucking that hard. And I said to myself in the dream, whatever structures were, they are no more. So I have believed that New Madrid is in the center of our country. And the Great Lakes are up top and the Gulf is at the bottom. What I believe I saw when that river went out of sight is I believe that the Great Lakes was busted loose and the water started draining down. And I believe the Gulf water started draining up. And that's why the waters went out of sight all of a sudden. I think it split America right in half. So what I felt in my spirit, and I can't prove this, I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand in causing... If the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America. And I believe that to this day. I can't prove that, but I believe that to this day. But I will say this. I will say this, and you can mark this down as a prophetic word. In the days to come, you're going to see earthquakes that will startle you.
Yes.
Because as sin increases, the land will manifest greater than it ever has.
And this New Madrid, I'm sure you've studied it since, the vision. I had no idea these two cities are the same name. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know, when you looked on that map, it had to shock you that, you know, and that, what was the year it shook before?
When the Mississippi ran backwards.
Yeah. It was the largest earthquake probably in the history of America in the past.
It rang church bells in Boston.
Right.
That's how powerful it was. And that shook, and that river ran backwards. And if it happens now, that was not in modern times. You know, it was in early America. And so if that thing happens now, millions could die. You feel like maybe even all the bridges would go, and literally it would divide America for a period of time, and you couldn't even get across.
The train rails would be disrupted. Trains couldn't run. Trucks would not be able to connect because the earth would split. Mm-hmm. The waters would come down. So basically America would be split in half, just like they would be splitting Jerusalem in half. But, Jim, in the last days, the Bible never said that Israel would be the issue. The Bible said in the last days, Jerusalem would be the issue.
This is amazing. This requires a lot of prayer. But understand what he just said. I mean, it was very clear and very plain. He says, listen, I will say this. You can mark this down as a prophetic word. In the days to come, you will see earthquakes that will startle you. And at the time of that we're broadcasting this, I mean, Rick Joyner, prophet, just put out a post on Facebook, and this is what he said. Last night, I had a vivid dream of Seattle, Washington. It was of downtown on a brilliantly clear day, and a large earthquake hit, and two of the tallest buildings toppled over. In the dream, I thought I was watching a video until I looked down and saw people moving about. It was either very early in the morning or late in the evening because I knew that the casualties would not be very high because so few people were in the buildings. This was just, I mean, just, you know, just happened, this dream. But what happened in like right now as an event just a few days ago was that there was an actual earthquake near La Center, Kentucky, which was right near this New Madrid fault. There was an actual earthquake. In fact, watch this.
The heartland shook this morning after a 3.5 magnitude earthquake radiated out of Ballard County, Kentucky. A number of you told us on Facebook that you felt it. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the quake was near La Center. It was felt all throughout the heartland and even as far out as Miller, Missouri. That's past Springfield. No word of any damages tonight.
Is this a warning? I mean, we need to pay attention. I mean, here we're on the verge of throwing Israel up on the chopping block with the Golan Heights. Is there even talk right now of Jerusalem? Who even knows? And is this a warning shot saying, hey, careful, careful. I mean, we don't want to be able to do this. I remember when, Israel was pressured by this government to give up the Gaza Strip. And it was right around that time that Katrina actually made landfall.
Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, in New Orleans. I mean, it was just like right after that. And there was another time with, I don't know the exact time of what part of the land Israel was being forced to do, but that's when the perfect storm happened in Maine, and George Bush Sr.'s house was being, you know, hit over and over and over again. And so here we are at a verge where Brother Kirkpatrick believes that you know, if they divide Jerusalem, that the United States could be literally split in half. And Michael Snyder wrote an article where he begins to talk about what just happened with this earthquake and what could be the result on our nation. God forbid that this fault actually just split apart right through the Mississippi River. We're going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about this. But before we go to break, I do want to talk to you about the special offer. Listen, become a VFN TV partner today. It's very simple, very easy to do. And for any amount, your partnership is not only appreciated, but it'll continue to advance what we're doing every single day on the Gulf Coast. Partner today and receive this special offer.
The offer that we have for you is History of Past Moves of God and the Keys to the Present Move of God. It is amazing what took place in a previous gathering at the VFN Dream Center. You have to hear this as we spoke about the history of past moves of God and the key that had to take place in regards to what happened right before the move of God took place. This is the offer for you this time. It is offer 2005 for your partnership of any amount. It is History of Past Moves of God and the Key to a Present Day Move of God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inform you. It's going to inspire you and help you do what's required to be a part of what God's doing. Your partnership for any amount, it's yours. Become a partner at VFNTV.com. Go into VFNTV.com, click on Partner Now, and follow the prompts. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or you can even call us toll-free at 844-408-3688. Become a partner today.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If schoolwork is a battle in your home, Cynthia Tobias offers this helpful suggestion on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
One lady came up to me after a PTA meeting and she said, oh, my fifth grade daughter, she uses her learning style and all her strengths and stuff. She uses it as an excuse. She says that on Thursday nights, she can only do her homework between 8 and 8:30 while she watches her favorite TV show. She said, I think that's just a big fat excuse. And I said, well, there's one way to find out. As long as it's a television show you approve of, this Thursday night, let her do her homework between 8 and 8:30 while she watches the show. But what should you do at 8:30? You collect the homework. Now, if it's done and done correctly, you have to say, whoa, I could never do it this way, but you obviously can because it works. But if you collect it and it's not done or not done well, you get to say, nice try. We won't be trying that again.
More insights from Cynthia Tobias on today's 30-minute radio program on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the daily radio program is visit our sponsors. Shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner. Because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually how it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today. And become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand 24/7 VFN TV and the daily radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it.
Nope.
We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say. And we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about the correlation between sin and the land. We're talking about the potential of the splitting of America in half. I mean, these are very serious days that we're living in. And we're talking about people that still want to mess with Israel.
Yeah.
And in particular, this has to do with Jerusalem. You know, Psalms 122, verse 6 instructs us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And you want to pray. You want to partner with God. We want to be in agreement because we just don't want to see that happen. And Michael Snyder just wrote an article in reference to this New Madrid fault. I want to share a couple of things because this comes on the heels of an earthquake, 3.5 on the Richter scale, on the earthquake that hit western Kentucky in this area. This is what this article says. In fact, it's being reported that the quake could be felt all the way over in Miller, Missouri, which is 267 miles wide. We're talking about this New Madrid fault.
60 miles away.
Away. This New Madrid fault that Brother Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence saw in a dream that was an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And his teeth were chattering, Steve, so hard, so violently. He couldn't, you know, close his mouth. It was just slamming down violently. And he automatically thought, you know, nothing yeah. survived in this thing. There's complete devastation.
Yeah, and what is so powerful, too, and something that we're learning out loud as well, is just like a lot of times you see people that are focused on the San Andreas Fault, which is on the West Coast in California, and there's been movies made about the horrible actions that have happened, you know, earthquakes that have happened in the West Coast, and unknowns to me, what I'm learning now is that the New Madrid Fault is actually 6 times larger than the San Andreas Fault, and it covers 8 different states. So when you think about an earthquake that happens and affects the New Madrid Fault, that's a major, major occurrence.
Huge, huge. In fact, it says that it's been nearly 30 years. This fault has been overdue mm-hmm. to having a major event. It's over 30 years overdue because of the Earth's crust and all these different things that are going on that, you know, we have no idea about.
Yeah.
But this earthquake hit La Center, Kentucky. And they go on to say, Steve, this is amazing, that the New Madrid seismic zone for southeast Missouri and its adjacent states is most seismically active in North America, east of the Rockies. And it just went on to give some history. But then he talks about the U.S. Geological Survey, how they have admitted that the New Madrid fault zone has the potential for larger and more powerful quakes than previously thought, and we have seen in the number of significant earthquakes in the middle part of the country. So this has happened. I mean, mm-hmm. he's saying what could actually, you know, occur. It could be completely devastating. He says today, a 7.0 or 8.0 magnitude earthquake, if it struck along this fault, the damage that would be done would be absolutely unimaginable because the nature, again, of the Earth's crust. But they were saying that you know, everything would literally shut down. Think about it. You couldn't have a bridge that crosses the Mississippi River. You couldn't get, like, you know, trains across. You couldn't get trucks across. And why would we have to have that type of loss? Why would we have to have that type of suffering mm-hmm. if we would just honor God, you know? And that's why it's so important that when we are electing representatives to represent us, because that's what we have, a representative government, you know, a government by and of and for the people, right? That we hire people, elected officials, that represent us. And one of the things for us as believers, we want to make sure, should be very important, what are your views on Israel? Will you be supportive of Israel, or will you be supportive of countries like Iran that want to annihilate and destroy Israel? I'm encouraged that here recently, I believe it was 80 senators out of 100
yeah.
That got together and wrote a letter to the president, telling him, hey, listen, support Israel in this key area.
Another increase the funding. Oh, yeah,
increase the funding from $3 billion to $5 billion in terms of the aid that the United States gives Israel for, you know, defense, and, you know, especially if you're just doing the stuff with Iran, increase the funds here. And then also the 390 members of Congress that are standing, you know, again, you know, encouraging the president mm-hmm. to stand with Israel. Listen, get about the Golan Heights. They don't want to see the Golan Heights being involved part of the negotiation deal for peace with Syria. it's important that we know who is representative and where they stand, because mm-hmm. as the days get closer, we are living in these last days. You know, it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. And so we need to be attentive to the Lord. We need to be inquiring of the Lord. That's one of the things about David, that King David, that, you know, just I think is so remarkable. And really, King David is a picture for us to model in certain areas of his life. And one of those areas, because, you know, God said of David, he's a man after my own heart. I mean, David had, you know, the you know, sin with Bathsheba, adultery, the murder of her husband. He had all these, you know, things in his history. But yet God said, this is a man after my own heart.
That's right.
I tend to think that maybe, possibly, why God would say that is because we read in the scriptures repeatedly and often that David was a man that inquired of the Lord. He was a man that sought God's opinion out. He was a man that prayed and said, Lord, should we take the land? Should we not take the land? And so many times we run into a place of presumption. We sometimes move in pride. We don't even think or consider the Lord. But David invited the Lord in every situation of his life. He asked, what is your will? And that's what we need to ask. Mm-hmm. God, what is your will today? What is your will for this region of the world? What is your will for the nations of the world? And because we're supposed to bring his will to pass, right? Yeah. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But that starts when we begin to move in humility and we begin to not assume that we know what the will of the Lord is. So important. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about the speech that every college graduate needs to hear. Students are getting ready on the verge of graduating from college, entering into the job force, if you will, and they're owed a speech that they may or may not get, and we want to share that with you when we get right back from this break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You and I, we aren't that different. In our hearts, we know that division is tearing us apart. It's killing us. We watch as our generation turns its back on the church. Many burned by her judgment, few seeing her love. Something needs to change, and many believe it's too late. But we're the ones who believe. We believe Jesus changes everything. He changed you. He changed me. He can change our nation. True belief is demonstrated when we act. To lift the sound, to reach out, to come together with anyone who believes. Shattering barriers that have kept us apart. On July 16, 2016, we're calling over a million people to meet on the National Mall to stand for Jesus in historic unity, prayer, worship, and a call for catalytic change. We are one family, one nation, together, who believe.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Penton House Barbershop, where a man can be a man. Whether you're coming in for a haircut, a classic shave, or a relaxing massage, schedule your next appointment today. Take a load off, sit back and relax, and allow us to cater to you. We're expecting you, and you'll be glad that you did. Located in Pace, Florida, Penton House Barbershop, where you come first.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we're going to be talking about the speech that every college student needs to hear. But before we do, this Thursday is National Day of Prayer. Wow, that's so important. Mm-hmm. It happens every year in May, but it's for America, but yet other nations of the world are praying for America. Yes. What's going on?
I'm just so encouraged because so often it's like you don't recognize where you're at, and there are many nations around the world that understand the significance and the importance of the light of the gospel that has continued to come out of America. And a lot of times in America, we hear just the continual darkness that's being talked about in the media. But Warwick Marsh, and he's actually the founder of Australian Heart Ministries in Australia, they have been praying for the last 40 days specifically for America, that the light of the gospel would just continue and we would just have that revival and turn back to the heart of God. And it's just like so often you don't realize that there are nations praying for you right now.
That's amazing. May the 5th, National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The theme is Wake Up America.
Wow.
And this key scripture that they're proclaiming on this day, it's shout it out, shout it aloud, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet. Isaiah 58:1. In fact, watch this.
This is Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, and I want to challenge churches all over America to become part of the National Day of Prayer. If there was ever a day when God's people needed to grab a hold of God and to invite His manifest presence back into our midst, today is that day. In every direction we look in our culture, chaos has taken control. And when God is dismissed from a culture, that vacuum is filled by evil. So it is incumbent upon God's people, through whom He has determined to express His presence, to make contact with Him in unity, on one accord. So you and your church need to get involved and make your voices heard on earth, inviting heaven in our midst to turn around a culture in chaos. The National Day of Prayer needs you.
We want to encourage you to pray. This is happening in Washington, D.C. You can live stream it, but you can also go downtown to your local government, to your city area, and come together as believers and pray. Pray for your city. Pray for your state.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And it even reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from them, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
It's not a mystery.
That's right.
God's plainly told us what we can do. And I'm encouraged that so many now are waking up, like the theme says, wake up, America. Lord, wake the church up. And we were believing for this revival, and I know you are too. But we want to pivot here and talk about the speech, the college speech that every graduate needs to hear. So many students today are going to college, and you know, Steve and I, we went to the same college and graduated, and you have all these ideas and these hopes and plans, and you have family that are encouraging you. You know, my dad, he didn't want me to go to college. He says, you got to learn a trade. He wanted me to learn how to do air conditioning. I said, Dad, I'm not too good with my hands. I mean, you don't want me fixing your air conditioning. Trust me.
He's not.
No. But sorry, Dad, I went to college, and but he was against it. He said, nope, you got to learn a trade. He wanted me to learn a trade. And so many today really need to learn a trade because, you know, so we have so many people going to school, but yet the cost of tuition, Steve.
It's getting higher.
Oh,
and
my
higher
goodness.
And higher.
It has increased so much more than inflation. And so many students can't find a job upon graduation. They're so loaded down with debt. I mean, enough debt to purchase, you know, you would think they would have bought a house with that, but they have an education. But they're not making the return on this investment. I want you to watch his Prager videos. George Willis talks about the speech that every college student should hear, but they may not hear. Watch this.
College commencement addresses often are collections of bromides and boring advice. You know what I mean. Go forth, graduates, and save the planet. You are the nation's hope. You have worked hard and learned much from devoted faculty. And don't forget to floss and to use sunscreen. Boring. Just once, a commencement speaker should puncture the smug complacency and cloying self-congratulation on campuses. Someone should give the following commencement address. Members of the graduating class, you who are about to receive your diploma should also receive an apology from this university and a refund of a large portion of the tuition you have paid. You have been cheated, bilked, propagandized, and badly educated. Your tuition has been much too costly, for which you can blame the federal government and the avarice of the university. Washington has produced a bubble in higher education just the way it produced the bubble in housing. Some government planners decided that too few people owned homes. So the planners decided to force an increase in home ownership. They lowered lending standards for people seeking a mortgage. This produced a glut of subprime loans and subprime borrowers, and then a crash. Next, some government geniuses decided that there were too few college students. So government made student loans and other tuition subsidies easier to get. Of course, colleges and universities responded by increasing tuition to capture these government subsidies, which is why the cost of college has been rising 4 times faster than the rate of inflation. The cost of college has increased faster than the cost of health care. There is now well over $1 trillion of student loan debt. There is more student loan debt than credit card debt or than auto loan debt. Most of you are graduating today with debt. In effect, you are graduating with a mortgage, but no house. And what did you get for all this expense? A subprime education. Today's students study many fewer hours a week than students did a generation ago, but they are getting higher grades. This, too, is a result of government creating perverse incentives. The government money gives colleges and universities a powerful incentive to admit more and more students. Inevitably, this means more and more students who are marginally qualified or unqualified. Many of these will pay tuition for a few semesters and then leave school with debt but no degree. Oh. Others will plod along, paying tuition, piling up debt, and eventually getting a degree, but not in 4 years. You have seen the t-shirts that read, "College, the best 7 years of my life." Those of you who majored in gender studies, or women's studies, or ethnicity studies, or cinema deconstruction, or any other of today's academic fads, to you I have this advice. When this commencement ceremony is over and you take off your cap and gown, do not bother looking for a job. Instead, go straight to the unemployment office. This university did not equip you to add value to the American economy. Soon, this university's office in charge of alumni giving will ask you for money. Your response should be, "Are you kidding?" Instead of sending money to this university, just send a schedule of your student loan repayments. If this campus is like most campuses, you have been living in a community of enforced conformity. When you leave and enter the real world, you are in for a shock. If this is a typical campus, it has a speech code. It has forbidden and punished speech that did not conform to fashionable political pieties. If this is a typical campus, it has used its speech code to teach you that you have a special entitlement, that you are entitled to pass through life without hearing any speech that annoys, depresses, confuses, offends, or otherwise distresses you. If this campus is like many campuses, it has a free speech zone, a small, isolated, inconvenient space where students are allowed to exercise First Amendment rights. But guess what? Off campus, out in reality, no one recognizes this entitlement. You are going to discover that the Constitution makes the rest of America, all of it, a free speech zone. This school has restricted speech in order to protect your tender sensitivities and to protect your feelings from being hurt. When you leave this campus, you will have to unlearn the silliness you have been taught here. the idea that you deserve to be treated as a frail flower. So, graduates, you have been saddled with debt and bad ideas. Good luck. You are going to need it. There. That would be a commencement address worth hearing. But a university sensible enough to invite such a speaker would be a university that does not need to hear such an address. I'm George Will for Prager University.
This is so, you know, powerful, and there's really so much to unpack here. We have so little time, but we're going to do our best because maybe we need to relook at how we do education. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. So much that I know people that have over $100,000 in debt to go to college. Yeah. And, you know, how do we get here? So I think that so many, you know, generations past, they just encourage so many of the young people, you know, go to school, get a college. Job. Because, you know, my grandfather worked very mm-hmm. hard in his life, and that was their dream. They felt that if you had an education, you know, you can do so many things. And we're not against education. I mean, Steve and I both have degrees, and education is good, but what have we done with the cost for education? And have we explored multiple ways that you can be educated? What happens to the apprenticeship or the internships or even volunteering? Today, employers want to know that you have a skill set. What can you do day one? And I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of times young people, I think we're putting so much pressure on them, mm-hmm. trying to help them to pick a major at 18 years old that you're going to commit to 4 years of learning.
And you end up getting a job not even in your very area of expertise.
That happens all the time. Yeah. You know, how could you know at 18 possibly what you're going to spend the rest of your life? And if we're going to ask you to make a $50,000, $60,000 investment, we hopefully should be able to help you get a job on the back end of that, because we're going to be receiving those income, you know, on the front end. And recently, Goldman Sachs this is an investment firm. This is an investment company that invests money here. They're saying, we're not particularly sure. We'll relate this to you. This was in CNNmoney.com, where they said, not sure if college is going to be the best investment. They're saying companies like Facebook and Google are going to most probably come up with their own curriculum where they can be training their own employees. They're saying that websites like lynda.com is the way to go for you to get some real certifications, walking away with some knowledge, practical things that you can begin to you know, put to work day one. Remember that the sum total of your education is not just what you learn in a textbook, but it's based upon the experiences of life. It's based upon you actually learning and being willing to learn and invest that in others, you know?
Well, I've been thinking about, you know, even, you know, what is wisdom, but just a proper application of knowledge? And there's many people that are just like an encyclopedia. They can spout up a whole bunch of knowledge, but what wisdom do they have? That's the big difference.
And all you're getting, get knowledge, but get wisdom. Listen, we're coming to the end. We want to pray for you. We encourage you to please pray for us, but we want to pray for you. Lord, we just come to you today, Lord, and we just ask you, Father, for peace over Jerusalem, peace over Israel. Lord. And Lord, help our government, Lord, our elected officials, never to nudge, to push Israel into giving up any land, in particular Jerusalem. We pray for the safety of America, God. We cry out, Lord, on the National Day of Prayer and every day, Lord, for you to have mercy on us, Lord. We repent for the innocent bloodshed, Lord, for the 50-plus million children that have been aborted in our nation. And God, we ask you, Lord, to send revival. Wake up America. Wake up the church and send a third great awakening. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and thank you for watching. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel that we try to share, the conversation we're having with our listeners, we really try to seek the heart of God and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.